אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 100.
We're writing in the writings of בעל הסולם. We are in the article, the introduction to the book פנים מהירות ומסבירות. We're continuing with item 5. We're reminding you that you can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. Again, the writings of בעל הסולם, the introduction to the book פנים מהירות ומסבירות. Continuing with item number 5. Now you will understand what is written in the Zohar. With this composition, the children of Israel will be redeemed from exile. Also, in many other places, only through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses will we obtain complete redemption. Our sages also said that the light in it reforms him. They were intentionally meticulous about it to show us that only the light enclosed within it, like apples of gold in settings of silver, in it lies the sgula that reforms a person. Both the individual and the nation will not complete the aim for which they were created except by attaining the internality of the Torah and its secrets. Although we hope for the complete attainment at the coming of the Messiah, it is written, will give wisdom to the wise. It also says, in the heart of everyone who is wise-hearted, I have placed wisdom. Hence, it is the great expansion of the wisdom of truth within the nation that we need first, so we may merit receiving the benefit from our Messiah. Consequently, the expansion of the wisdom and the coming of our Messiah are interdependent. Therefore,
it's clear to us from here how important dissemination is, specifically in the masses and the whole world. Because without it, a correction won't come to the world and will advance on the path of suffering through coronavirus and such other things for a very long time, too.
Yep. Therefore, we must establish seminaries and compose books to hasten the distribution of the wisdom throughout the nation. This was not the case before, for fear lest unworthy disciples would mingle, as we have elaborated above. This became the primary reason for the prolonging of the exile for our many sins to this day. Our sages said, Messiah, son of David, comes only in a generation that is all worthy, meaning when everyone retires from pursuit of honor and lust. At that time, it will be possible to establish seminaries among the masses to prepare them for the coming of the Messiah, son of David. Or, in a generation that is all unworthy, meaning in such a generation where the face of the generation is as the face of a dog, and righteous shall be cast away, and authors' wisdom shall go astray in them. At such a time, it will be possible to remove the careful guard and all who remain in the house of Jacob, with their hearts pounding to attain the wisdom and the purpose. Holy will be said to them, and they shall come and learn, since there is no longer fear lest one might not sustain one's merit and trade the wisdom in the market, thus no one in the mob will buy it. The wisdom will be so loathsome in their eyes that neither glory nor lust will be obtainable in return for it. Hence, all who wishes to enter may come and enter. Many will roam, and the knowledge will increase among the worthy of it. And by this, we will soon be rewarded with the coming of the Messiah and the redemption of our souls. With these words, I unbind myself from a considerable complaint that I have dared more than all my predecessors in disclosing the usually covered red rudiments of the wisdom in my book, Panim Meirot Umasbirot, which was thus far unexplored. This refers to the essence of the ten sefirot and all that concerns them. Yashar and Chozer, Pnimi and Makif, the meaning of Haka'ah and the meaning of Hizdakhut. As the authors that preceded me deliberately scattered the words here and there and in subtle intimations, so one's hand would fail to gather them. I, through his light, which appeared upon me, and with the help of my teachers, have gathered them and disclosed the matters clearly enough in their spiritual form, above place and above time. They could have come to me with a great complaint. If there are no additions to my teachers here, then the Ari and Rav Chaim Vital themselves, and the genuine authors, the commentators and their words, could have disclosed and explained the matters as openly as I. And if you wish to say that it was revealed to them, then who is this writer for whom it is certainly a great privilege to be dust and ashes under their feet, who says that the lot given to him by the Creator is more than their lot? However, as you will see in the references, I neither added to my teachers nor innovated in the composition. All my words are already written in the eight gates, in the tree of life, and in Mavo Sharim from the Ari. I did not add a single word to them, but they aimed to conceal matters. Hence, they scattered them, one here and one to there. And since their generation was not yet completely unworthy and required great care, for our many sins, all the words of our sages are already true in us. They had been said in the time of the Messiah to begin with, for in such a generation there is no longer fear of disclosing the wisdom, as we have elaborated above. Hence, my words are open and orderly.
Questions? Czechoslovakia.
It's written, only light can bring man back to the source. The question is, how the most easiest way explain this sentence to public, like a wisdom of connection between people?
I don't know. I want each one to try. Each one to be free to do what he thinks. Just if you write something, so write it as your own thing, and not in the name of Bala Sulam or anything. And if you quote Bala Sulam, so that it's clear that you're quoting him. But actually, if you think you can do it, reveal it, do it right as much as you can, more and more. Because this personal advancement depends on that, and the advancement of the whole generation. That's why it's revealed to everybody, and that's why we have also got permission to engage in this. Because you see what state the world is in. What other people know about the purpose of reality? Who else is engaging in disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses, which is the most important thing to do in our generation? Some want to attain something themselves. They don't even care about others. That's a very small part of the work that was always there. But what we that follow Bala Sulam and we learn from him, and we have to follow the desire of the Creator. So it's only disseminating in the broadest way. And we don't need anything but that. Don't think that by this you're advancing or not. It'll happen. It'll happen. But by this, you are truly fulfilling the desire of the Creator, and we can really do this. Disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of connection, to give an example, to bring it to more circles, to bring people into tents, and by this, start advancing. Tel Aviv 1.
What is a generation that's unworthy? And what is in this generation that the moment you teach it, he will not suffice in the truth, in the lie?
Because they feel that they're all obligated. That's why there's nowhere to fall to. They see what's going on. Today we see what's happening in the world. There is nothing sacred in the whole generation. Nothing. Not important people, people of the nations or thinkers or people like that are big in humanity, not in governments, nothing. We're all, we see how all of humanity are such, so low, so sneaky beasts that there's nothing else. We see it right before us. We have nowhere to advance either. We have nothing to build. A future? What future? It's not clear. Nothing. Meaning we have come to a point in a corporeal way and in a spiritual way and in everything. We have reached a state that there is no future. The future can be on one thing. If we discover the purpose of creation, because we ourselves can't build anything. That's nice. It's a great revelation.
BBUK.
BBUK.
Rav, on the one hand, we're disseminating, and on the other hand, we say that the masses aren't ready for our message. What's going to be the key to making them hear this message? What will be the key to making them accept it?
That we will be able to go down to their degree and explain it. The public has a deficiency. Today, everybody has a deficiency. From the greatest ones to the smallest ones, rich or poor, wise, dumb, everybody is in a deficiency. Which is, it's a general deficiency. Why are we existing? What are we living for? What is this nature? The nature that we're in, what does it want of us? We don't know anything. And these questions awaken more and more. We need to awaken the questions even more and give answers for them. Like Bala Sulam writes in his articles, he asks questions and starts elaborating on them. We just have to simplify them even more. That's it. Belarus.
Rab, скажите, пожалуйста, вот в начале отрывка в сердце всякого.
Rab, tell us, please. In the beginning, we read that in the heart of every wise is to enter this wisdom. Who's talked about?
each one who has a wise heart. That's how it is. Okay. Hi, Igor.
Tov, miyesh lanu kan, piti 19.
So, piti 19.
Bala Sulam is kind of telling me that our sages said that the Messiah, son of David, will not come to a generation that is all worthy. First of all, who's a generation that is worthy?
Worthy is that we're all as righteous.
The thing meaning that everyone will be done with running after glory and honor, and then they'll be able to reach that. Who does he mean? Those who are being disseminated to, or those who are disseminating?
He is speaking about everybody, the whole generation being worthy, that everybody is running towards the purpose of creation, wanting to attain it, willing to invest as much as they can in it. That means worthy.
When we disseminate, do we need to be in a specific intention, a pure heart, or?
No, the dissemination itself will purify everything.
It actually gets purified, the dissemination?
Yep. You start engaging in it, look how better you get.
God willing.
Oh, we'll hope. Okay. We see on you how it works. Right, friends from the whole world, you remember him? How he was 10 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, even before the corona. Look what happened to him. He became more calm, more polite. Don't be ashamed. Don't blush. That's how it is.
It just seems to you.
It seems. I know. Okay, it's against the evil eye, I understand. Sochi.
Вот эта статья написана 1926 год, это почти 100 лет назад. Он пишет сейчас подходящее время.
This article was written in 1926, almost 100 years ago. And it says that now the suitable time has come for dissemination. So what period did he write this for?
It's been almost 6,000 years that we are in troubles and problems and really transgressions. But that's all right. He's speaking about the time that begins from the 20th century, and obviously now in the 21st century, it's even more advancing, that we'll come to a time that we need to start actually working in practice. But for him, the meaning of time, it's not so important. It's not really felt because he lives above time. He's just riding above it. He doesn't feel the ground beneath his feet. He's floating. Those are his vessels. New York 2.
Hi, Rav.
Hi. Oh.
In the light of everything that's happening in America, there seems to be very certain deficiencies awakening. Do we need to take into account those deficiencies? I'm concerned that if we just blanket disseminate in the face of those deficiencies, people won't take us seriously because of everything that's happening in America. So how do we deal with that?
I don't know. I never went deep in this. I never thought about it. I think you must disseminate and in all your forces, but in what way exactly? You have to speak between you. You have to understand things and gradually go out and disseminate, but in a broad way, as much as you can, as wide as possible, in for everybody. And you don't need to let people know where it came from, that nobody will jump on you. Not Afro-Americans, not Russians, not religious Jews. Just be careful. We're not careful here anymore. Everybody knows this around the world that we're such, but you do have to watch out for yourselves.
USA Northwest.
USA Northwest.
Yes, Rav, just to continue, when you were speaking with a friend and saying that right now is the time, and truly, you know, even when these political players around the world, they're even stealing from each other now. They don't. It's not enough to steal from the people. They're now against each other, and the whole thing is just scrambled that nobody even knows what to do anymore. So I think it is a perfect time. Now we have to come and together just unite around this and elevate the importance of connection. So.
It's true, it has to be like that. The question is, in what way do we bring this knowledge to the simple person? You understand? It's clear what you're saying. Well, Gilad, where are you now?
We're at item six.
Six, please.
We're in item six. And now, sons, do hear me. The wisdom cries aloud outside. She calls you from the streets. Whoso is on the Lord's side, let him come to me. For it is no vain thing for you before it is your life and the length of your days. You were not created to follow the act of the grain and the potato, and you and your asses in one trough. And as the purpose of the ass is not to serve all its contemporary asses, man's purpose is not to serve all the bodies of the people of this time. Of his time, the contemporaries of his physical body. Rather, the purpose of the ass is to serve and be of use to man, who is superior to it, and the purpose of man is to serve the Creator and complete his aim. As Ben Zuma said, all those were created only to serve me, and I to serve my Maker. He says, all the works of the Lord are for his purpose, since the Creator yearns and craves our completion. It's said in Bereshit Rabbah, chapter 8, that the angels said to him about the creation of man, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man, what you think of him? Why do you need this trouble? The Creator told them, therefore, why sheep and oxen? What is this like? It is like a king who had a tower filled abundantly, but no guests. What pleasure has the king from his fill? They promptly said to him, O Lord, our Lord, how glorious is your name in all the earth. Do that which seems good to you. Seemingly, we should doubt that allegory, since where does the tower filled abundantly stand? In our time, we really would fill it with guests to the brim. Indeed, the words are earnest, since you see that the angels made no complaint about any of the creatures created during the 6 days of creation, except about man. This is because he was created in God's image and consists of the upper and lower together. When the angels saw it, they were startled and bewildered. How would the pure spiritual soul descend from its sublime degree and come and dwell in the same abode with this filthy, beastly body. In other words, they wondered, why do you need this trouble? The answer to that came to them is that there is already a tower filled abundantly and empty of guests. And to fill it with guests, we need the existence of this man made of upper and lower together. For this reason, this pure soul must clothe and dress in this filthy body. They immediately understood it and said, do that which seems good to you. Know that this tower filled abundantly implies all the pleasure and the goodness for which he has created the creatures. As our sages said, the conduct of the good is to do good. Hence, he created the world to delight his creatures. And since there is no past or future in him, we must realize that as soon as he thought to create creatures and delight them, they emerged and were instantly made before him. They and all their fulfillments of delight and pleasure as he had intended for them. As it is written in the book Hefziba from the Ari, that all the worlds upper and lower together are contained in Ein Sof, even before the Tzimtzum, by way of He is One and His Name One. The matter of the Tzimtzum, which is the root of the world's Abiyah, which reach up to this world, occurred because the root of the souls themselves yearn to equalize their form with the emanator. This is the meaning of dvikut, as separation and dvikut in anything spiritual is possible only in values of equivalence of form or disparity of form. Since he wanted to delight them, the will to receive pleasure was necessarily imprinted in the receivers. Thus, their form has been changed for him from his, since this form is not at all present in the emanator, as from whom would he receive? The Tzimtzum and the boundary, the Gvul, were made for this correction until the emergence of this world to a reality of a clothing of a soul in a corporeal body. When one engages in Torah and work in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker, the form of reception will be reunited in order to bestow once more. This is the meaning of the text, and to cleave unto him. Since then, one equalizes one's form to one's maker, and as we have said, equivalence of form is dvikut in spirituality. When the matter of dvikut is completed in all the parts of the soul, the worlds will return to the state of Ein Sof as prior to the Tzimtzum. In their lands they will inherit doubly, since then they will be able to receive once more all the pleasure and delight prepared for them in advance in the world of Ein Sof, and moreover, now they are prepared for the real Dvikut, without any disparity of form, since their reception is no longer for themselves, but to bestow contentment upon their Maker. You find that they have equalized in their form of bestowal with the Maker, and I have already elaborated on these matters suitably in Panim Mi'irot U'Masbirot, Branch 1.
Well, okay. Any questions? It's things that we learn about. We study this. He speaks about the general topic of wisdom of Kabbalah. Except for Rehovot, I don't see any questions. Well, let's see Rehovot.
Good morning, Rav. I need your help for all the disseminators. Yesterday, the very clear employment statistics were, or says, many people have returned to work, they said. It turns out that actually only half of them did. In our explanation, in our dissemination, there are those who tell us, yes, but first of all, I have no work. I would want to be in a state where I can say the only solution for this situation is in connection, in mutual arvut, in work together, and to make solutions together. But I don't know how to say this in a way that will convince a person that is hungry for bread. How can you help with this?
First of all, we need to explain that the state won't be getting better. There won't be any work. We need to determine in our world a new relation. We talked about it a lot. We studied about it a lot. We have to explain to people there will not be the same order as before, where everybody has to search for work and everybody will find work, this or that, some kind. No, that won't be. Whichever work you agree to, you'll see that there aren't any. I go out to the street and I cry out, I'm willing to work in anything you tell me. And nobody turns to me. Nobody. Because there's nothing to do. There's no work. We don't need to work. We've reached a state that we have to work in one thing, in correcting our nature. And except for correcting our nature, you know this, but I'll keep saying it, we have to work in order to feed our donkey. You know this body? I see each one of you has this. We need to give our bodies enough to exist in this world. You need an apartment. You need food. You need to have kids and take care of them. All those things. But in a way that won't be necessities. No more, no less. Only in what you really need. That's it. Otherwise, we won't be resembling the global nature. And then, when we reach that state, that we work in all kinds of agriculture, factories, all kinds of things, but only in a way that we need it, we must have it, not in order to gain from it. There won't be any extra gain. We only need one thing, to supply ourselves with necessities. And the rest, we only engage in connection. And from the connection, we can reach a state that we have abundance, just so much, all the best. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. Children, women, men, everybody. Not only in this world, but also, as he says, in the spiritual world. The upper light starts filling us. Gradually goes down and down and down. And we feel that we are in two worlds. To such an extent that we'll see that we don't even need this corporeality. The spirituality that fills us raises us. It fills us, and by this, lifts us above, and that's it. And this world ends because this world is only felt in our senses. That is what we have to explain to people, obviously in a way that is close to them. and scatter all of our message all over the internet. And according to what I hear, we need to do it more through clips, short clips, and not in text. Also text, but whoever can make some kind of clip, short clip, it works a lot more. It scatters a lot more. That's it. So, good luck. Give an example to everybody. Holland.
Rav, if we now feel what you're saying, how can we conceal this? Or do we need to conceal this? How does it work?
We don't need to hide anything. We just need to be in a good spirit, a good way, to tell every person what would be to their benefit. That's it. Meaning, I'm willing to explain anything to a person from the beginning of creation to its end, with all depth in every way. But I look at him, and it's like to a baby. When he's born, he's given 10 grams or 20 grams of milk, of mother milk, and then 30 and 40, and then maybe we add, after a month or two, something else besides that, and so forth. That's it. Meaning, if you're operating to the benefit of people, you're allowed to do everything. You won't err if you do it with love, but with love and with the right calculation. You have a group, consult also with our friends who know how to do dissemination. We have a group which is called the disseminators. We have a group that's called the writers. Please connect to them, consult. Let's all be connected to everyone. And us too. If you're writing there in Dutch or in Spanish or in English, give it to us so that we can translate it to Hebrew too, and we'll do it here. Or we'll pass it to the Russians to translate there too, and do as much as we can. But mostly what's important to us is that, and what we have a lack in is the short clips. Short video clips. But again, connect between yourselves and see what you can do.
Focus group.
Okay? Focus group.
Question from California. Since I'm not in attainment, I'm afraid to share this method with the others so I don't confuse them.
Then take something that's already ready, that was written and examined, and spread that. That's the simplest way to do it. That's it. We have materials for downloading and sharing. And we have an address for that. Where is it? These materials that people can download? Bring us this address.
It's in Sviva Tova in all languages. All our materials, the freshest ones that we made today, yesterday, it's all there in Sviva Tova. Everybody knows that.
Well, nevertheless, the address needs to be clearer. And that's it. So we need to try. Well, what remains other than this introduction?
We can read the obligation to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah to the masses.
Yes, because also here he's talking about that. Okay, let's see item 7.
So we are reading number 7, Now you will understand their words, that the Shekhinah in the lower ones is a high need. This is the most perplexing statement, though it does go hand in hand with the above midrash that compared the matter to a king who has a tower filled abundantly, but no guests. It is certain that he sits and waits for guests, or his whole preparation will be in vain. This is like a great king who had a son when he was already old, and he was very fond of him. Hence, from the day he was born, he thought favorable thoughts for him, collected all the books and the finest scholars in the land, and built schools for him. He gathered the finest builders in the land and built palaces of pleasure for him, collected all the musicians and singers, and built concert halls for him. He assembled the best chefs and bakers in the land, and served him every delicacy in the world, and so forth. Alas, the boy grew up to be a fool, with no wish for knowledge. He was also blind and could not see or feel the beauty of the buildings, and he was deaf and could not hear the singers. Sadly, he was diabetic and was permitted to eat only coarse flour bread, arising contempt and worth. Now you can understand their words about the verse, I, the Lord, will hasten in its time. The Sanhedrin interpreted, not rewarded in its time, rewarded, I will hasten it. Thus, there are two ways to attain the above-mentioned goal, through their own attention, which is called the path of repentance. If they are rewarded with it, I will hasten it, will be applied to them. This means that there is no set time for it, but when they are rewarded, the corrections end, of course. If they are not awarded the attention, there is another way called the path of suffering. As our sages said, I will place among them a king as Haman, and they will repent against their will, meaning it is time, for in that there is a set time, and they will want it. By this, they wanted to show us that his ways are not our ways. For this person, the case of flesh and blood king, who is troubled so to prepare those great things for his beloved son, and was finally tormented in every way, and all his trouble was in vain, bringing contempt and worth will not happen to him. Instead, all the works of the Creator are guaranteed and true, and there is no fraud in him. This is, as our sages said, not rewarded in its time. What the will does not do, time will do. As it is written in Panim Masbirot, can you send forth lightning that may go and say to you, where are you? There is a path of pain that can cleanse any defect and materialism until one realizes how to raise one's head out of the beastly through in order to soar and climb on the rungs of the ladder of happiness and human success. For one will cleave to one's own root and complete the aim.
Well, this is something that's upon us to do. The situation is clear and we need to complete it. I see that no one has any more strength to ask. I hope it's from everyone understanding that this is our state
For the first time in history, we are in a state which is the worst possible and the most possible. And we have come to it. We've come to a critical point of development, both of ours and of humanity and of all the worlds. And we will move to the next part.
And let's sing a song.
No es bueno para el hombre seguir solo. Si somos dos, seguro habrá consuelo. Dos instrumentos tocando en armonía, cantando juntos esta sinfonía. La primavera tornándose en verano, la mariposa, la luz rauda volado. Y como el hombre que a casa ha regresado, unos con otros nos hemos conectado. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Pichones quiere alimentar. El mar y el horizonte se han fundido. Así yo con mi hermano me de allá. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra alegría al cielo alcanzará. Yala, yala, hermanos, despierten de una vez. Vengan, vengan, vengan los aplausos. Yala, yala, hermanos, unidos de una vez. Nuestra